Dejanovic, your morning companions for talk, analysis, and key perspectives on Utah's biggest stories on KSL News Radio. Dave and Dejanovic have inside sources.
So there's been a lot of chatter about Speaker of the House Mike Johnson being able to keep his job, whether he has a spine or not, after the funding package got passed this weekend back in D.C. Through the House for Ukraine, Taiwan, and also Israel. But I got to hand it to this guy. I mean, I got to hand it. He's not afraid to stand up to his own party and negotiate to get things done.
I think we did our work here, and I think history will judge it well.
He got $95 billion passed. That's not an easy thing to do. Kind of tricky the way he did it. Boyd Matheson joins us. Boyd, I'm very interested to see kind of your perspective on this, because the New York Times said this. He said he prevented opposition to any one piece from taking down all of them.
Yeah. So that's a real brilliant legislative move, because often in bills like that, again, if you put them all together and then suddenly you've got a poison pill kind of amendment and everything burns to the ground and you're back to square one. So I thought the way that the speaker divided them up was pretty shrewd, pretty smart in terms of legislative. And I think, going back to Debbie's point, does he have a spine? I think he proved that.
Yeah.
I actually think on Wednesday evening, when he released the package of bills, he became the Speaker of the House, because he said, history's going to judge us, whether you agree with this or not. This is what my job is as Speaker of the House, and this is what I'm going to do. And so as you look at each of those three, the vote on the Israel package was 366-58. The Taiwan and the Indo-Pacific was 384-34. And Ukraine was 311, I think. So he got big numbers. Mm-hmm. He got big numbers on those.
Yeah.
And so all of the calls from the Marjorie Taylor Greens, yeah, and the vacate and all of that, I don't think any of that's going to play out in the short term. I'm not sure he'll be the speaker next year after the election, but he will be the speaker through the end of the year.
Well, let's get a fake Fidometer rating on MTG.
This is the sellout of America today. When we had members of Congress in there waving the Ukrainian flag on the United States House of Representatives floor, while we're doing nothing to secure our border, I think every American in this country should be furious.
How do you rate that?
Very high on the meter.
Very high on the
fake
Fidometer.
Fake Fidometer, for sure. And very interesting. So I watched the vote. Yes, I watched the vote on Saturday, I confess. And the interesting thing was two parts. So one, the waving of the flag on the floor was inappropriate. It's against decorum. It's against everything. So that was a little out of line. And I get that. The thing that was most interesting to me was within 17 seconds of the bill passing, I got a fundraising email from Marjorie Taylor Greene.
You did not.
Yes,
that's
I did.
That's amazing.
It's amazing. And it wasn't just her. There were, I think I got about 12 others within minutes
with
of the
votes. Same tone?
Same tone. I'm under, you know, I stood up for America and now I'm under attack. Send $50. They're all kind of in that thing.
Wow.
But it's more of the fake fight, false choice, lather, rinse, repeat that is driving a lot of the politics. And so I think the fact that Speaker Johnson, again, agree with him or disagree with him politically, he acted like the Speaker of the House. It was interesting. Newt Gingrich came out over the weekend and said, that's the job. What he did was the job. Whether you agree with it or not, that is the job of the Speaker. And I think that's we need to see more of that, not less.
I think when I first saw this go down, my initial reaction was, what in the world just happened? So you just approved the Ukrainian, Israeli, and Taiwanese funding. That's the vast majority of that $95 billion. So you just said yes to all this. But when the Senate sent you basically an identical bill, but also included provisions to help secure the southern border, the House of Representatives kicked that to the curb.
Yeah.
So if I'm looking at the Republicans saying, well, why in the world did you say yes to this when you could have said yes to this and had the southern border provisions?
Yeah, because when the political point is more important than the policy solution, that's what you get. And that was very political. You remember the former president weighed in heavily in terms of that. It was one big bill. And so if you take that down one, you take down all. And that's part of the reason why I think Speaker Johnson did it in three bills, but because it gave those members of Congress on both the left and the right, by the way, who wanted to vote for Israel but against Ukraine funding, or vote for the Taiwanese funding in the Indo-Pacific but against Ukraine and Israel. It gave them a chance to vote on specifics. So they can go back and say, hey, I did what I said I was going to do in relationship to Israel or Ukraine. And so that was an important component to it. And it's a good model in terms of how we should be doing legislation. Break it down into small components. Don't just wrap it all together so it's all or nothing. That's where fake fights begin. Because it's like, well, I agree with border and I agree with this, but man, there was so much other stuff in that bill, I just couldn't vote for it. And so they get the bailout.
Is there any word that you're hearing from your sources that the Marjorie Taylor Greens are going to be able to do anything with Speaker Johnson's job?
So of course, you know, in the fundraising email, she said she was giving her colleagues the opportunity to go back to their districts and hear from their constituents and how angry they would be about all of this. And so my guess is that she may do something when they get back. So they're in recess. The House is in recess all this week. So when they get back next Monday, we'll see where things are. She may pull that trigger, but I'm telling you, if she pulled that trigger today, Speaker Johnson would win overwhelmingly, and the Democrats would be a big part of that.
So what happens now with the southern border? Since that was removed from the foreign aid spending, where are we at with that? Is it a pinky promise that, oh, now we're going to address that individually
as well? So there was actually another vote over the weekend on a version of border security that failed, because the way that he did this, you had to have two-thirds majority for it to pass, not just a simple majority. And so that bill didn't pass. So it'll go back, and they'll come back with something new as it relates to the southern border. And I would suspect the Speaker of the House will do that. I think he'll keep that promise and say, look, okay, now let's get really serious. We dealt with this. Let's get really serious about what's happening at the border and bring that to the floor and have a real fight and a real debate. That's a good thing.
We've talked so much about what the House did, but the Senate still has to vote on this. The president has already said, bring it to my desk. I'll sign it. So what's up with the Senate?
So the Senate will reconvene on Tuesday this week. They'll reconvene tomorrow, and Chuck Schumer will bring that to the floor pretty swiftly for passage. And there'll be some fake fights and false choices that'll come up there, but ultimately that will pass. It's really an interesting fight in the Senate between Mitch McConnell, the Republican minority leader, and J.D. Vance, who is really pushing to become a vice presidential candidate. And so they're going to really battle over this America first nationalist kind of approach to things. So that'll be the battle. But my guess is the first package that passed in the Senate passed with over 70 votes. That's pretty rare in the Senate these days. And so my guess is the numbers will be about the same. I think it'll pass pretty swiftly.
Boyd, thanks for joining us. Boyd Matheson, Inside Sources today starts at 1. And as usual, the Dave and Dujanovic Show, this segment specifically, is brought to you by Window World of Utah. You can replace your windows and doors without the hassle or baloney. Call Window World of Utah today.
Okay, parents, ears up. We're going to talk about an increase in teens using marijuana. I heard a podcast from a doctor at the University of Utah. We're also going to get a health expert on the line. But before we do, I want to play this clip from that podcast that absolutely shocked me.
Lately, I'm seeing a lot of teens, some kids as young as 12, who are using marijuana on a daily basis.